Dr. Secretary of His Note on Patient Maria de Jesus Resendez, MARIADEJESUS Resendez, RESENDEZ. Date of birth is 4/5/1960, date of service 8/9/17/2024. Preparing of the patient, a 64-year-old Hispanic female, referred to senior by Dr. Amador for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine. Past medical history includes the following: 1, hypertension, next hypertension for 8 years, next diabetes mellitus type 2 for more than 20 years, next hyperlipidemia, next aortic stenosis, next chronic kidney disease, stage 3A, GFR of 50 ml per minute per paragraph. Past surgical history includes hernia repair and intestinal obstruction with intestinal resection per paragraph. Allergies, non-drug allergies. Social history: patient is lives alone, has 3 kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. She still works at a meat packing company. Per paragraph. Family history: father had died from MI, mother had diabetes mellitus type 2 and hypertension. She has 9 siblings, 2 died from COVID. Review system reveals no headaches. She does have arthritis pain in her hands. Didn't have any chest pain, except occasionally. No shortness of breath, no cough. She has very heartburn, no nausea, no vomiting, no abdomen pain. She does suffer from constipation, no melena, no hematosclerosis, nocturia times 2. No, she has complete bladder emptying, no leg swelling, or other systems are reading or negative immunization. She received 3 shots of the COVID-19 vaccines. Per paragraph. Current medications reviewed include amoxicillin, atorvastatin, Jardiance and linagliptin combination, glimepiride, insulin, Lantus, Lisinopril, and Ozempic. On physical exam, her vital signs as follows: well, she weighs 171 pounds. Blood pressure 115/33, heart rate 67, temperature 98.1, oxygen saturation is 98% on room air. General appearance in non-acute assessed HNT, pupils on the active light and accommodation, non-injected injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no solvaglomerulonephritis, no carotid pre-bilaterally, no jugular vein suspension bilaterally, most oral mucosal and pharyngeal erythema, no rate of neck is supple, no stiffness or rigidity. Heart sounds are regulated and written normal as well as true, no murmur, no friction, her lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or resistant abdomen, soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no garlic rebound or rigidity, extremities, there's no edema in the lower extremities. Skin, no skin rash, noted neuroexam is non-focal. Investigation with the following: her GFR is 50. BUN33, creatinine 1.22, sodium 137, potassium 5.5, total C2 is 16, albumin 4.1, hemoglobin A1C is 9.7, hemoglobin 11, glucose 262, per paragraph. Assessment of M1 chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Patient has multiple risk factors, including hypertension, diabetes, mellitus type 2, and obesity, period. We're going to do a full renal workup, including imaging studies, serologic workup, and quantification of proteinuria. Period paragraph. Next diagnosis: metabolic acidosis. This was done from June labs. We're going to recheck. She may need sodium bicarbonate. Next, hyperkalemia secondary to metabolic acidosis. She will need low potassium diet and blood sugar control. Next, diabetes mellitus type 2 uncontrolled. Next, hypertension apparently controlled on current regimen to continue. Next, hyperlipidemia. We are going to stop rosuvastatin because of detrimental effect on kidney function. We're going to substitute with atorvastatin, per paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Amador, for your trust and for your referral. I will see the patient back in around 2 to 3 weeks to discuss the workup. I will keep you updated on her progress and the report. Thanks. You see Dr. Yoliet Amador.